Welcome. You found Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, live, Financial Talk Radio, 504-260-0995, and I'm your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Happy New Year. Coming up on the show today, we're going to tell you how to kick this new year off right. I'm still inundated with questions via social media or email, what have you. Number one question is, how's the tax reform going to affect me? We'll call for that. We'll keep answering that one, 504-260-0995. And the other one that's really being driven by the head coins is the Bitcoin discussion. If you want to talk cryptocurrencies, we're still open for that. 504-260-0995. Or leave a text message via the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. I'm sorry, the Winning at Life app. The downloads have still, you know, been on the increase, but the text messages are coming in at about a similar clip. Y'all don't forget, that's how you text the show. We take text messages. This isn't 1997 anymore. We take just as many of those as we do calls, and we're kind of shocked that it hasn't really overtaken calls yet. But I wanted to start with a couple of predictions here, Gregory Ricks, now that we have 1 year behind us and another year in front of us, and with the benefit of hindsight, we can see who got these predictions right and who got them wrong. I'm going to start with the fellow named Mitt Romney. You heard of Mitt Romney, right?
Yep.
A Republican presidential candidate. He was their nominee.
He didn't win.
No, he didn't. And we may be glad he didn't win because his economic forecasting was horrible. In March of 2016, so that was in the heat of the election, he said Trump's domestic policies would lead to recession. Well, not in the first year, I suppose, but got that one pretty wrong there, didn't he?
Yeah, wasn't he going to insert himself into the campaign?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
That Trump was going to be a disaster.
He just volunteered that information. It's like, well, Home Skillet, why aren't you running this time? Oh, that's right, because we've already seen you lose twice. But it didn't stop there. Go to the other side of the aisle. Michael Moore, August 2017. Here's a prediction from him. Remember, this is August. I have no stocks. I advise people not to invest in the stock market. Not now. Way too dangerous. That's about 3,000 points ago in the Dow.
And we're going to add on a few more.
Probably so. Now, look, let's get out of these guys. Because, look, Mitt Romney, he's a businessman. He's not an economist, per se. Michael Moore's a filmmaker, so there's no real economic.
No. He's not a filmmaker. Well, he does documentaries. Biased documentaries.
Wouldn't that make him not documentaries? That's why I use filmmaker, because that's more accurate than documentary or documentarian. And propagandist just sounds needlessly negative.
I've seen some films, and his stuff isn't in that category.
How about Paul Krugman? He is the chief economist of the New York Times, basically. Paul Krugman, guy who has won a Nobel Prize in economics, says, the day after the election, mind you, it really does now look like President Donald J. Trump and markets are plunging. When might we expect them to recover? A first pass answer is never. So we are very probably looking at a global recession with no end in sight. That was the day after the election.
And he's been wrong ever since.
Yes.
Well, I'm trying to figure out, what did he win the prize for, and when has he been right?
Man, I don't know. Economics.
I'm going to have to look that up, and I'm pretty sure I'll have to do a lot of extensive research.
I can find, I remember just off the top of my head, one time when economists that I believed in and followed were wrong, and Paul Krugman was right. I can only believe one instance, and that was the prediction that we would have higher inflation as far as consumer prices on the retail level from the economic quantitative easing. Than predicted. He predicted there wouldn't be hardly any inflation, and our guys predicted there would be. And while there was still inflation, like an expansion of the money supply, that wasn't borne out as big on the retail side for a host of factors. Other than that, dude's always wrong. You want to keep going with this? Because, I mean, I can just go after economist after economist after economist. But all I'm trying to do is spell out how so many experts that you hear on TV and in the New York Times.
Do you have any quotes there from Pelosi?
Armageddon was one of those.
She is wrong.
And I'm not joking. That was literally in her quote. The word Armageddon was what she predicted from the Trump economic policies.
Jeez-em. In September, Facebook announced CEO Mark Zuckerberg will sell between 35 million and 75 million shares over the next 18 months. At the current price, this article is on the 28th of December, I'm getting this data from. That's between $6.1 billion and $13 billion worth of stock. One of the biggest insider sales ever.
Why is he cashing out?
Well, the reason we know this is because major shareholders have to disclose. Yeah, executives have to disclose what they're doing or did with that stock.
Why do you think he's selling all that?
Oh, he probably wants to buy a bunch of expensive stuff. Maybe some companies, do some startups, fund some startups, needs another house.
I think you might have similar problems.
More bicycles, so, you know.
Like me, you, and the guy listening, you know what my wife said today? We're watching TV, and it was on Fox Business, and the commercials came on. It was like, hey, Sandals Barbados has 11 five-star restaurants, and it's all-included resort. She's like, I want to go on a Sandals vacation, like across the house. So you think he's on the other side of his 11,000-square-foot mansion in the hills behind San Francisco, and his wife wants to go to Sandals? He's got to raise some capital?
He's not going to Sandals.
Or buy a Sandals.
All inclusive.
Save a couple bucks.
Ask somebody that's been there how that works. And on top of the, and look, this, what he's going to sell is on top of the billion worth of stock he's sold in the past 18 months. Bezos, you know him. He's like changed so much in the world the past decade. He sold 1 million shares for $1.1 billion. That adds to the 1 million shares he sold in May of this year. The size of Bezos' sales can't compare to Zuckerberg's massive sell-off, but it's big enough to pay attention to. Apple CEO sold 268,000 shares in Apple, raising $43 million. That follows on the $65 million worth of shares he sold in 2016. You know, let's go. What is the market cap of Facebook? You know, where they're like, oh, they're selling a lot. What does this mean? Companies going bad? These companies are worth so much money that, and Zuckerberg is the largest shareholder in that company. So if he's selling, that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, it, you know, heck, he might owe that much in taxes and need to sell for that reason. Let's see.
Do you want me to make a prediction? 800 billion.
$527 billion is the market cap of Facebook.
Wow, well, way overshot that. Okay, and he's selling about how much? $5 to $43 billion worth of stock?
No, $6 to $13 billion.
Okay. So maybe 1% of the stock, 2% of the stock. Sounds less impressive when you put it like that.
And his holdings are somewhere around $72 billion. Maybe he just needs emergency cash, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When you think of that. What, he's worth $72 billion, 10% of that, $7 billion. Yeah, he has a few things to buy and probably needs to improve his emergency fund. He may have spent it down in Sandals somewhere, all-inclusive.
Yeah, he went a little crazy for Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, See, it's
Bezos worth $98 billion. Bill Gates has been giving money away. He's been selling shares like every year forever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's worth $90 billion.
All right, I found Mark Zuckerberg's problem. I had a little inkling in my head, so I Googled it real quick. The reason why he has to sell this stock to come up with some money is he gives himself such a low salary every year. We talked about this maybe 5 years ago. Can you remember off the top of your head what Mark Zuckerberg's salary is?
$150,000.
$1.
$1?
$1. And I remember because I made the joke at the time on the old show Cheers when Rebecca was dating the millionaire guy, Robin Colcord. He paid himself a salary of $1. So
he pays less taxes percentage-wise on selling the stock. What's his max tax? 20% capital gain.
Isn't there like a minimum wage law or something? We got to pay the guy that's making my peach snowball $8 an hour, but he only gets $1 a year? What a scam. He should ask for a raise.
Just kind of wanted to point that out that, yeah, they're selling a bunch, and I'm sure he's not going to sell $6 to $13 billion worth every year. He'll be out of stock in a decade. Oh, here's a topic. His monthly income. So he gets what? 8 cents a month.
Yeah.
Check for 8 cents a month.
Yeah, 8 cents. Don't spend it all in one place, Mark.
Wonder if he puts it all into his 401k.
Yeah, what is his pre-tax pull out of that? Maybe he has to convert it. He has a Roth account.
Hey, if you'd like to participate in the show, we've got three more segments to go. This is Live Financial Talk Radio. You can dial us up, 504-260-0995. Email me, Gregory at Gregory Ricks. Text us. Do it through the Winning at Life app. Go to your app store and download it.
All right. Financial situations, though. Call 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
There's more to winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Happy New Year. This is Dennis Asaf of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society wishing you great wealth, success, and happiness in 2018. We invite you to become a part of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society. If you're an actor, singer, dancer, why not try out for one of our productions? If you're a patron of the arts, serve on our board of directors, serve on a committee, become an usher, and of course, you can always write a check. And if you're interested, contact us at jpas.org. Call us at 885-2000. Happy New Year, everyone.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Fixed annuities. Here's ultimately the negative. They have surrender provisions, meaning you have to put the money there for a period of time to work. Why is that?
because they're fixed annuities. They mean that it's principal protected. It's backed up by the insurance company. How is the insurance company providing that insurance? Because they have to put the money in reserves dollar for dollar. And they have to use safe places like treasuries, very high credit worthy bonds, and they have to manage that. So all they're getting to use is the interest off of managing that. So that gives you triple layer of security and knowing that this is a safe tool.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
Baby, you a song. You made me want to roll my windows down and cruise.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top.
Welcome back.
She's popping right out.
Winning at Life, the daily wrap. Live Financial Talk Radio. We do this every evening at 7. Good way to connect to us. Some of our markets we get preempted with basketball. Like, why? It's like they should take the weeks off, weekdays off.
Yeah,
just play on weekends.
Or schedule them till after the show.
Yeah. Play the late games, you know, midnight basketball.
Or we could shoot some hoops in here. I'll put a goal over this way. We could have both. We could have economics basketball.
Yeah. Just a lot of dribbling noise. You know, it bothers me at times.
We'll play
horse. That's why I don't like those floor seats right next to the basketball court. These 7-footers will run into you and stuff or miss the pass and it hits you. Who wants that misery?
What? No, I've never been down there, Gregory.
Yeah. It's like really? But at the New Orleans Arena, there's a little restaurant bar right there, just a short walk from the floor seats. I like that place. It's pretty good. Hey, if you want to call us, we'll really talk money. I don't want to talk basketball. 504-260-0995. I've got another guy here. This is Ivan Marchev from Market Watch. He's got this, in my professional opinion, this is what he's saying. Since you're a client and we owe you fiduciary guidelines, he says Bitcoin is a scam. It is designed to cram a rising amount of people into a limited number of Bitcoins, which we know is going to top out at somewhere in the neighborhood of 21 million. That's why the price is rising. He says this is a bigger scam than Madoff in plain sight. I think it ends like Madoff, but it's not over yet. Bloomberg, November 21. Wealth managers are being inundated with calls about Bitcoin. Yeah,
yes, we are.
Everybody's being. The show gets inundated. Yeah, my office gets calls every day. It's crazy. Bloomberg article described how clients call advisors to ask to invest in Bitcoin. Is it right on the money? As I've experienced it more than once, but given the action in Bitcoin over the past week, I'd have to say that it is possible we have reached a top as the trendy electronic cryptocurrency collapsed from 19,000 on Sunday, December 17th, to a low of 12,148, down 37% in 5 days before recovering a bit. And I think I looked at it earlier. It's around 14.5 now. Here it is. 14.8, 41 and 58 cents. It's up 0.68% today. Actually, it's kind of traded in a narrow range. We've got over 16 million Bitcoins issued. The open today was 14,740. The high was 14,951. The low of 14,7. That's kind of like some normal trading range as far as that cryptocurrency goes.
But it got all the way up to 20 grand about, 2 weeks ago or a month ago, was it?
Yeah, a few days ago it was at 12 and change.
when we did the Saturday show, we were making fun of it because it was at 12.8, 12.9.
Yeah, it had like a 14% decline on Saturday. Crazy, crazy stuff. And you have others that have entered the fray.
Continuing this or caller?
Let's take a caller.
Is that right, Seth?
Where's Matthews?
Yeah,
Matthews.
Is that his location? That sounds like his name.
Homa, Louisiana, near Homa, or about 10
minutes
outside of Homa.
So right on,
Seth. Awesome.
From you guys.
Glad you called.
Thank you. I'm a small business owner. I've been in business since 2009. I'm 31 years old, and I haven't started saving at all. So I just wanted to call and figure out how I can get started, you know, maybe pitch to my wife to come in and sit down with you guys and maybe put a plan together.
See, I bet he pays himself more than a dollar a year.
I actually don't pay myself anything right now. We're an LLC, so everything that goes into the business account we use for our personal use. So that's kind of the thing I need advising on. I don't know if I'm doing the right thing or the wrong thing. Our
what
accountant
do you mean?
Said we can live off of that account. So,
okay, you're a LLC. We'll start back
yes,
there.
Yes, sir.
So all your business revenue goes into that LLC account.
Correct.
It's not a personal account. It's a business account.
Yes, sir.
Are you doing distributions to yourself from that account to another account?
No, sir.
So when you say you live out of the account, like, give me some examples of personal expenses that come out of that.
I mean, pay our, you know, our insurance, our groceries, our house note, everything, you know, comes straight out of that same account. And also I do, you know, my business out of that same account as well. So everything comes out of that very account.
That sounds like a mess.
Probably so.
It is. You're probably doing it the wrong way. Now,
yes, sir.
From a business standpoint, how we look at it is if I'm needing, and I pay myself a salary,
mm-hmm.
And I also take distributions from the company, but
okay.
I don't mix personal stuff in there. If I so happen to do something personal with a card by accident, I've been known to do that a while back. Like, I'll find out from my staff accountant, like, you know, what is this charge? Was that a personal charge? You know, you're not supposed to do that. You're going to have to write me a check for that personal charge. You know, that's what I own the company, and all of a sudden I'm getting scolded. So I learned real quick not to do those things. So personal income comes out of the business account, goes into a personal account. We run our personal lives that way. In the business account, it's for business only. And if you do something personal there, you're needing to pay it back. So you should pay yourself a reasonable salary from the business. And then if you're an LLC, it's probably a S. Subchapter S, meaning profits or distributions, K-1, normally will pass through that to your personal account, and then you're paying taxes on that through your personal. So business is business, and personal is personal, and you separate the two out. That's going, it could haunt you one day. James, now you've got a small LLC.
Yes. It's no. Subchapter S, and I do it in chunks. I do it in either $200, maybe $500 chunks. It goes to my personal account, and you keep it all separate. And then the stuff that you have that's business expenses, the way I do it personally now is I take a picture of it with my phone, every receipt. That way I never lose it. Even if I lose the receipt, it's on my phone, and I just slide it all into a little folder on a backup hard drive and so I collect all my receipts like that. If I order something and it comes in the mail, I take a picture of the receipt when it gets there, take a picture of all my invoices. And from there, once you get all that worked out and you get it nice and efficient, then you got to go figure out the pre-tax income things. Like, how does he set up his own 401k? What's that process like again for Seth?
Oh, we lost Seth. I was going to ask him what type of business he's in. The whole purpose of setting up an LLC is to protect you from your business as well, but to organize it, and it gives you some tax advantages. There's some tax breaks in this new tax law for small businesses, subchapter S. You could get an additional up to 20% write-off from your business depending on the formula that you qualify for. And that's the, once again, the whole purpose of setting up the LLC is to run the business through that. What you're doing is you're running it like it's a sole proprietor, Schedule C. And that's kind of where you're running everything through your personal account because you don't even have a business set up. And you're supposed to file a tax return for that LLC as well as to file a personal return. And who did he say had advised him he could just do everything from a personal account?
I don't think he gave anyone credit for that one.
I thought I heard him say somebody, and I would look further into that. Talk to, if that was a tax professional, talk to another one.
All right. So he gets all his tax professional's structure, and he starts saving himself some money. A lot of times they're asking about how do they set up a 401k for themselves or an IRA for themselves.
Yeah, and one of the things he was talking about is how to start saving money. Well, through that LLC gives him opportunities to set up a, you know, and it depends. Is it just him and the wife that's employees of the company, or is it just him? He could do a SEP, Simplified Employee Pension. He could do a solo 401k. And that's expenses to the business that's funding those as well. So it creates some pre-tax and expense on funding that for you as well. So from building savings, that's an important part. But you've got to make sure your business has at least a minimal amount of funding in the company account, and then you need to have emergency funds saved on the personal side that you are paying yourself enough to sustain your personal life as well.
Yeah, a lot of complications in there, but money's at the other end of all this stuff, so just put on your boots and start trudging through it because it's definitely pretty swampy. All right, if you want to be next, 504-260-0995. Financial situations are welcome. The doctor is in. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Something you might should consider. So if you figure that your estate has potential tax liability on your death of, let's just call it $3 million of exposure, you can take out life insurance to fix that.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com. How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein.
And I feel like what I learned to do over the years, the education piece, the options piece, and not always being about the sale. When everybody out there is talking about different programs, we don't talk about it. We like to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. So what we're doing is we back and we stand behind. When I say we want to put everybody in a home, this is proof of it, and that's why we're doing it.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein. This Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRN. No.
Gregory Ricks & Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority. Meet Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo.
Pay bi-weekly. Basically, you're paying 13 payments in a 12-month period. So on a 30-year note, on average, you're going to pay just by doing bi-weekly. If you do nothing else, it's going to knock it down to 22 years.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative of Global Financial Private Capital. Summon the Total Wealth Authority, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
What do I cherish? Precious moments. Watching Dad read to my little Eric. That's why I'm so grateful I insisted on an eye exam when I noticed him struggling with the words on the page. We found out Dad has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Fortunately, the doctor caught it in time for treatment, so Dad can still read. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on preventing and managing AMD. A cure is in sight.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
I see a dust trail following an old red Nova. Baby blue eyes, your head on my shoulder. Wait, baby, don't move. Right there it is. A t-shirt hanging off a dogwood branch. That river was cold, but we gave love a chance.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Winning at Life. The Daily Wrap. Live Financial Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's real easy. 504. That's right. It's a phone number. It can be an app. I'll give that to you in just a moment. 504-260-0995. 504-260-0995. Now, you can also reach us through the Winning at Life app. Go to your app store. Just type in Winning at Life. If you can't remember that, then remember the host, Gregory Ricks. You can type that in. It takes you to the app as well. You can text us, email us, push a button to call. You can push a button to call the office. Yeah, I have a daytime job. I run a financial firm. We manage money, give advice, stress test, do risk analysis. Help you with that decision on the lump sum pension. So download the app, and you can go to GregoryRicks.com. You know, when we talk about these big things we all want to do at the beginning of the year, what, lose weight? I saw Weight Watchers up like 5% today at the open this morning.
It's a resolution-heavy stock.
Revolution-heavy.
Resolution.
Yes, it's putting on some weight.
I see what
that
you did.
Stock is. Yeah. And then one of the things we've talked about last week was people wanting to get out of debt. What about spending? Maybe you want to cut back on spending. You know, one of the pieces of advice that I've heard lately is build a wall. So, you know what I'm thinking when they said build a wall between you and all those things that get you to spend? I'm thinking about brick and mortar.
I was thinking, is Mexico going to pay for it?
No. Mexico's going to. See, experts say we spend. Why? Because it's easy. And in this world, it's easier than ever. A click. You know, you can do that one click and it does the order and charges it all one click. You hadn't got to go through and be filling out all this stuff. You can just do one click. I've done that before. And you know what I did?
Spent a lot of money?
No, I turned it off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did a couple orders and I'm like, gosh, that was way too easy.
See, look at you with discipline.
New clothes are just a walk away. You can just kind of walk in and get that latte and actually it knows who you are and charges it to you because you walked in. You know, it's getting way too easy. So maybe we need to have less access to spending money. So build a wall between you and the things that are easy to do financially, and it may save you thousands a year. You know what people do? 1/5 of consumer consumption, that's a little bit more than $2.3 trillion, is stuff we don't need. Have you bought something you don't need?
I did it today. Went to the grocery store. You have to get something you don't need at the grocery store. You have to.
Yeah, what I hate when I do that is then if you don't like it, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Oh, I bought, look, I hadn't had a Twinkie in forever, and they made it real easy, and I bought a pack of Twinkies. And, you know, they have a long shelf life.
Sure.
And I but now, I don't know, when I was young, it like tasted good or something. Now it's like, ugh, I only need that if it's all doom, everything's gone. I'm needing, what is that chocolate drink?
Yoo-hoo,
Twinkies, and Spam.
I can't co-sign the madness coming out of your mouth. I had a Twinkie last week, and it was great.
I don't know. I'm like, maybe it was the calories. I was like trying to shrug them off.
Maybe it was too young.
It made me feel bad.
It was a young
Twinkie. So stuff we don't need. So introduce slowness into your online life. That's like going back, instead of touch tone, go back to rotary dial for those that remember having that. A lot of listeners are saying, what are you talking about? To save money, wait 72 hours before you buy anything you think you want.
These are impossible rules.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Sleep on it. If it's a big money decision.
Oh, a big money decision, yeah. But
sleep on it.
What if it's a pair of corduroys or regular pants?
Those are easy to talk myself out of.
Regular nice slacks that are at Stein Mart at a decent price.
Never save your credit card information on a website.
Burn this article.
So when you just go there and it just populates for you, that's way too easy. If you have to enter it manually, you might think twice, or you'll get distracted because you've got two other things you're having to do, and you come back, oh, I timed out. I had it filled out, and now it's all gone. Check out as a guest and turn off push notifications.
I did all this.
How does that help? Don't create an account when shopping online. I know, James is hating this. Delete all those smartphone apps.
These are all horrible ideas. Delete all those smartphone apps?
Yeah, the ones like Seamless, Uber. I can't delete Uber. I'm against that. I got to reload it every time I want to take an Uber? I had 3 wines instead of 2 with dinner. Now I've got an Uber, and now I've got to go download it.
Okay, this is the positive side. This is the positive side. This will cause you to spend less money. Because everything's a pain in the butt.
Yeah. That is kind of the point. Oh, unsubscribe from retailers' email lists. You actually were canceling some subscriptions that were costing you money every month.
Yeah, but they're talking about, I bought Miss Parker some shoes for Christmas, and because filled out something to save 25%, I get an email every day from Journeys now.
Oh, there's a shoe store, kind of expensive shoes. They send me lots of emails every week, like way too many. I need to be off their email list, and I'm sure there's a bunch of others, but you know,
those
don't cause me to spend. It causes me to delete. So, but I get that. Consider canceling shopping memberships. Do you have a shopping membership?
I think my one membership to Sam's Club expired in 2014.
Mm. Yeah, mine expired, but I go to Costco now.
Yeah, mother-in-law has the Costco card, so we piggyback off of her.
Oh, you bum off of that?
Total bum.
So you're not paying the membership fee. You're like stealing.
Freeloading, yeah.
Freeloading.
I'm a scofflaw. I'm a Costco scofflaw.
Well, I know last year, Stacy, who is my wife, had canceled a number of her wine club memberships. And then this last wine trip, she added a couple more on. But I think we're ahead. I think she canceled more than she added on this last trip. One of the trips, they kind of made fun of her. They said, you know, Stacy, do you ever see a wine club that you can turn down?
Is the answer no?
I guess it's
do it for
no.
a year and cancel.
But
maybe.
She'll cancel them later. Cancel those lovely but costly subscription boxes. Those product-based memberships where you get a box of goodies. I did that one time on clothing. It just, they ticked me off is what they did, so I canceled it. I had a coupon, and I had the hardest time getting credit for that coupon. But can you imagine you know, you get a box, and me, I'll forget to go through it. What do I want? What do I dislike? Here's what I check, send back. And but if you wait too long, they just bill you for the whole thing. So sorry, you're keeping it. I didn't continue that. Subscription boxes. You ever did one?
No, I have not. I mean, look, I can't say that.
Well, let's help. Look, you're a techie.
At Columbia House
sure.
CDs.
Computer-wise, you know this stuff. So reroute yourself and clear your internet cache. Would that help?
No.
These
are horrible ideas. This is like when your dad tells you, hey, just pay for everything in cash because you'll spend more if you use the debit card. Well, of course I'll spend more if I use a debit card.
I think Stacy spends less with a credit card because I give her cash. No matter what it is, it's gone 24 hours.
It gets spent down to the zero cents.
I don't know what it is about cash, but it starts getting sucked away when she has it. So credit cards, a lot easier. Slower down, I guess. I don't know. And I may have that totally wrong, but that's what it seems like.
See, I think in many ways just...
Hopefully this helps. James, try some of this.
All right, but look, I've noticed that when we do our grocery shopping and we use the Walmart app, we don't have nearly as many of these frivolous impulse buys as we do when I just went to the grocery store today. It was just me and Ellie, the elder daughter, and we bought a couple of stupid things. You know, she had to get some gum, and I wanted to...
Well, that's because you brought a child with you. I don't do that. I go, well, you know, she goes most of the time, but like today I ran by the store after leaving the office to make some pasta and spaghetti, and I don't think I bought anything extra. We needed everything I bought, which was like a dozen things.
I find I have more discipline in not buying extras when I do it electronically than manually. I really do. Oh, we got to do the numbers next. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Something you might should consider. So if you figure that your estate has potential tax liability on your death of, let's just call it $3 million of exposure, you can take out life insurance to fix that.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks and Associates, 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com. If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Call the office, coordinate an advisor call, and get some of that information, data from him in advance, and have a very constructive call that might not last all that long and get him headed in the right direction. We're just trying to help.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks and Associates, 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
One of the things you might want to consider doing is a financial stress test on your portfolio. Think about it. If 08 replayed itself again, do you know how it would affect your current portfolio? How much of a downturn would it be? Also, in good times, how much of the upside would you be able to gain? Would you really like to have an idea of where you're going in good times? What about the fees? Most folks don't realize realize how much they're paying in fees. You could be paying 2 to 3%, maybe even more. Or you could be paying just the right amount.
Do a financial stress test and find out where you're headed on your financial path.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snapback. T-shirt and your favorite rock band. Checking your makeup in my Ray-Bans. Breaking hearts like only you can in your snapback.
Winning at Life. Yes. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker.
Hi there.
This is Live Financial Talk Radio. Peter Thiel's Founders Fund makes a monster bet on Bitcoin. We're going to have to maybe talk about that tomorrow. We've had enough of Bitcoin today. Hey, if you'd like to participate, this is the number segment, so we're going to go over the numbers from today. But you can give us a call still, 504-260-0995. Five or text us through the Winning at Life app.
The number. Welcome to the number segment. This is where we break down what happened in the markets today. And a little bit of history was made. It was history not for the Dow, even though it did finish quite a bit in the positive. But the S&P and NASDAQ both had record closes today. Dow Jones was just a hair away from it. It finished 24,824. And 0.01. Man, that was huge. Huge number, but just a little shy of history. So it was up 0.4%. S&P was up 0.8%. It's now all-time closing high, 2,695.81. And the NASDAQ breaks past the magic 7,000 barrier for its
new
all-time
high. That's a new high. Yeah.
Well done.
What a day.
And it wasn't up a little bit. It was up 1.5%. Over one day, the Russell was up almost a whole percent. The Wilshire was up 0.7%, but taking a big dive was the volatility index. It's back under 10 again.
Did you get S&P?
Yeah. History made over there too.
Yeah. Okay. And the VIX?
Yeah, VIX being under 10 is pretty huge because it dropped 1.27 points today. That's 11.5% in one day. So whatever had people nervous for a few seconds over the weekend is definitely gone today. And everything's led by your FANG stocks. And by FANGs, I mean they are huge. Facebook up 2.8%. Apple was up 1.8%. Amazon 1.7%. Netflix is up 4.5% today.
Did it close above 200?
Yeah, it did. 201.
Last time I saw it was 199. And Yeah.
You predicted $200 stock not too long ago, and Netflix has to really be killing it whenever there's bad weather.
It was below 100 when I said it was a $200 stock.
Right. Well, give yourself more credit. We got time. We've got 9 more minutes if you want. Google was up 1.8% today, and Microsoft up 0.5%. Alibaba, which is what's left over of Yahoo, up 4.7%, and even Twitter had some fun today. They were up 2%. So it was just streets of gold in the tech world
today.
Did
you give Lulu?
We were in the techs. They don't.
Oh, that's right. You're on the FANG stuff. We'll come back to the others in a moment. We had 10-year treasuries basically flat, 2.463% in the yield, and 30-year mortgages, 30-year fixed, 3.91%. Crude is continuing to hold in the $60 range. It closed the last shows at $60.40 a barrel.
So what is that, like four closes above 60 we've had?
Yeah, definitely three, maybe four. So there was somebody's having trouble that produces oil. Oh, Iran. They go like rioting in the streets. I didn't think they allowed that. I thought that was against the law over there.
Pillaging
and all that.
They'll let it go a couple days and then they'll start squeezing off a couple rounds into the crowd and escalate that each day until it sort of dissipates on its own. Mm. Well, that's the model they followed
in
2009.
Tiananmen Square over there in Iran?
I don't know.
Okay.
Everyone has their little national square.
Yeah. And gold, see where that's at? $1,319.40 per precious ounce. Silver, back above 17 as well. Now, this isn't new territory for each, but, you know, they had dropped down and, you know, gold had been kind of staggering around 1260 to 1284. And then all of a sudden, boom, it bursts out. Silver had been in this territory a bit higher before and then went back down a good bit below 17, in the $16 range there. And like, gosh, like all of a sudden they woke up. Is it people selling bitcoins and buying gold and silver again? Who would have thought?
Yeah, Ed, you see the gold chart, if you're on the numbers page at winningatlife.com, it bottomed out around the 12th of December, and it hasn't been playing with anybody since then. It's not even going to recess, Gregory. The gold is not playing with anybody. It is up almost $70 since the middle of last month. Look at that little rally. All right, now your Lululemon. All right, it's over here on the short sheet. It did pretty good. Why do they got your
1.4? We've been talking about it. You know, we were looking at it back when it was 50, and Under Armour was stealing some of their styles. And you can see where Under Armour, which is right above Lululemon on the daily chart, and it was up 4.88. But I thought I recall seeing Under Armour at 14 something last week. Crazy. Crazy.
They're getting batted around.
You reckon Atmos Energy selling any natural gas right now, moving it through all their pipelines?
There may be some cold people up north.
Oh, there's some cold people everywhere except, San Diego, Maui, Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's about as cold as it's going to get.
And your stock Ford, your boy's over there, still at 1266.
Hey, don't make fun of 1266. They have a beautiful dividend.
You know, once they change their name to Ford Blockchain, it'll like take off.
Mm-hmm. Or iFord. I'm surprised they haven't done that yet.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah, an iFord. So, look, they're not the only ones doing good over in the car section. General Motors is up 2%. Fiat's up 3.3% today. And even Tesla's up 3% today. Everyone's pretty happy. It's a great start to 2018.
Fizz is almost at 100. Yeah, great start. Walmart's off just a tick today, but they're still their same neighborhood. Fizz is at $98 a share. Hey, have you seen that movie American Made?
I have not.
You know what it's about? Where CIA hires this pilot and to start up this company called IAC, something like that.
No, I don't think I know.
Or AIC. I don't remember the order. But it's about him helping them when it was the Contras and all that stuff going on in South America to go take pictures and stuff. And then he kind of did some side deals to drug traffic.
Yeah.
And they looked the other way if he would keep doing the dangerous stuff he was doing for them. And then it shifted to, instead of drugs, he was gun running on behalf of the government.
Who's it? Is this the Tom Hanks one?
No, Tom Cruise.
Okay.
It's the Tom's. One of the
wrong Tom, right?
Yeah, and it was just at some point, and he's just making all this money, and then in the town, I think they just had one little ugly little bank, and next thing that bank's being remodeled, and then when the feds got wind of it, like, why is all this money flowing into this little town in Arkansas? And they're riding through, and there's like banks on every block. Boy, that stunned me this weekend when I said, like, what? Because there's a town I go to and visit occasionally. They're always building a new bank, and they try to outdo the other bank. And then I'm like, whoa, where's all that money coming from? Because we know what happened in this little town. I'm just saying, when you see banks start popping up everywhere, where does all that money come from?
So
have that many banks.
Are you saying in this sleepy little town there may or may not be a gigantic international smuggler of some sort?
For it to go from just a small town to a pretty large town, and they're building, now they're moving the dealerships to very expensive property, and they have giant car lots of car. I'm like, my gosh.
A little suspicious, just, huh?
Yeah, but that movie kind of like, whoa, an aha moment there. Like, wow. It's going to cause me to look at things next time I go through that sleepy big town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your skepticism's now peaked.
But back to the guy, what American made. You know, the bad guys weren't too happy with him in the end, is all I can say is.
I figured he was the bad guy.
Well, he is the bad guy, but he did business with badder guys. It's, you know, and then you'll have to see it and we'll talk about it. Because one day I was thinking, well, what with all that money, he should have been buying like gold bars. They didn't have Bitcoin back in the 70s.
Why should he have been buying gold bars?
Because he could put it somewhere. Because what are you going to do with that cash? It just keeps piling up. You got to put it somewhere.
Oh, so the banks wouldn't get busted. So, he should have put it in gold bars. Okay.
Yeah. Because okay. That's you can always do something with it, and then probably Grand Caymans. They have a lot of banks.
Okay,
over
but
there.
I was about to say it doesn't have Grand any. Caymans. It doesn't have a dividend. It doesn't have any yield. Yeah, I thought
it doesn't matter when you're money laundering and all that stuff. And you got. I'm just going with the movie, kind of like, gosh, he knew how to fly, but he didn't know nothing else. It was overseas money anyhow. He's bringing it back here. Say, leave it overseas. Hey, I have a daytime job. Gregory Ricks and Associates, give us a call. I can help you with your money. Manage money, risk analysis, financial planning. Where are you on the path? 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
I'm James Parker. This has been Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Happy 2018.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without expressed consent is prohibited. Find show contact information and podcasts in the Winning at Life app.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.